Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
The high wobbling kick up over the midfield stripe, running up is McElhinney, grabs it and slips, calling for a fair catch right on about the San Francisco 38-yard line. Hugh McElhinney got that, and his right leg just kind of collapsed from under him that time, and he slid right down the side of his right pant leg. Held onto the football all right, and San Francisco again takes over on its own 38-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. McElhinney toward the left, throws out to McElhinney in the left flat. He gets away from the tackle on the 40, heads back to the inside. He's down on the 15, and he's spun around. He couldn't get away from the tackler, George Connor, who finally nailed McElhinney right on the 50-yard line for a 12-yard gain. And it now is San Francisco with first and 10 squarely on the 50-yard line. Flanking wide to the right now. Wide Tittle with that birdcage mask to protect that shattered cheekbone. Looking all around. Now hands under center as he barks the signal. The Bears up into an eight-man line. And here's McElhinney over left tackle. Finds a little hole. Hurdles over the 45. Rolls up in a heap on the 44-yard line of Chicago. But there are handkerchiefs all over the field. And there is an offside penalty, we feel quite sure, coming up against San Francisco's 49ers, which will take the ball back to their 45-yard line of the Bears, accept the penalty, and they do. It's back to the 45 of San Francisco. Down will go over. First down, 15 to go. The T-formation boy goes back, fires over the middle. It's caught by Soltan. He's still on his feet, stumbling around, but he's finally knocked down flat by Don Kent. The safety man of the Chicago Bears stopping him right on the 48-yard line of the Chicago Bears. And is splitting wide to the right. Hugh McElhinney moves on the inside to flank in there. The man covering him is Dick Hensley, a defensive end. Tittle barking a long count this time, hands it off, and Perry hits over the center, rolls over and over to the 45-yard line of the Chicago Bears, picking up almost 2 yards. Whistle may have blown on about the 46. He's still seated right on squarely on the Bear 45, now gets to his feet. He was tripped up on the play by Fred Williams, a tremendous large tackle who formerly came from Arkansas. Williams is 250 to pass, drops back to the 46, down over the middle. Billy Wilson's got it on the 20-yard line, and he's down on the 18-yard line. Don Kent making it in there once again for the Chicago Bears. Tall Billy Wilson got down there as Y. Tittle firing with all his old aplomb and their inaccuracy, hitting him right squarely between the eyes. Ball was actually caught on about the 24-yard line. Billy Wilson took a couple of fast strides, was hit diving for additional yardage, and finally is nailed down on the 18-yard line of the Chicago Bears. Mike McElhinney on the outside. Here's the handoff. Perry goes over left tackle, but he gets nowhere. His head sprinkled. Comes in from that defensive right end and gets a hold of Perry and drags him down hard right on the line of scrimmage. He may have been a half a yard, but I don't believe he did. Way back to pass. Fires down there. Billy Wilson has it knocked right out of his hands by Don Kent on the 5-yard line. Billy Wilson was running laterally across that 5 toward the far sideline stripe, and Don Kent reached around and slapped it just before it got into Wilson's hands. Billy Johnson comes back to Tittle. He fades to pass way back to 27. Down over the center to Billy Wilson. He settles for a touchdown as he gets right by Don Kent, the safety man who was out there trying to guard him. And the 49ers score their second touchdown in the first 9 minutes of this football game. That was Y.A. Tittle on an 18-yard pass to Billy Wilson to make it 13-0. San Francisco leading the Chicago Bears. Back, sold off, boots out of powers old. It's good. And the score, the San Francisco 49ers, 14, the Chicago Bears, nothing. Now it's time here for just a moment. Let's take that time for Roy's story, shall we? It's high, end over end, carrying right down toward the upright. And the ball's dropped by Macon right in front of the goalposts. Holds onto it just about a yard or two behind the goal line. So the Bears will take the ball out on their own 20-yard line. Swing pass comes out to Billy Stone. He's up over the 20. Flips off a tackle this time by Don Berkeley. Stone out of bounds hard on the 29-yard line of the Bears. Good for a 9-yard gain. Billy flanks left. Bill McCall split in wide to the right. Swing like pass again out to Dooley or Stone. Up over the 30s. Down the 33-yard line by Joe Arenas, who is playing the defensive right halfback spot now. First 33, first and 10 to go. The same formation. McCall split wide toward the far side on the 32-yard line. And here's Landa handing it off. And over the center comes Stone on the cross buck to the 36-yard line. That's where he is finally stopped. Quarter, Detroit Lions 10, Los Angeles Rams nothing. out this time. Blandon pack pedals all the way to the 25, throws downfield, and it's caught, and stepping against the sideline on the play is Johnny Hoffman. And let's see whether he went out of bounds or not against the sideline stripe right down here in front of us. His foot was mighty close to it. He did not. And it was Don Burke and Joe Arenas finally making the tackle on the San Francisco 47-yard line. For the Chicago Bears, and Bland again turns and goes back to pass, throws a screen pass to Morris, and he's got it on the 48, runs to the 50, down the 45 of San Francisco, tackled on the 43 and drops on about the 42-yard line. Cobb fades the pass again, throws again out of here, caught by Stone, he drops the ball as he's starting to run right on the 40-yard line. Billy Stone coming out here, that ball evidently a little slippery, just bounded right off his hands and fell incomplete. Out of the ball, former college player. The Bears into a tight balance line this time. No spread. The handoff goes this time to Morrison. He tries to bang his way over the center of that line, and he's down to about the 37-yard line. Flanking left, Landa fading the pass, throws a swing again out there, and it's dropped. It's a little bit short this time to Billy Stone. Not his fault, as Landa backpedaling fast, was trying to get out of the grasp of Charlie Powell, the defensive right end, and I believe there's going to be a penalty coming up against the Chicago Bears. That's the way the head linesman is pointing anyway. Let's see, the 49ers will accept or refuse the penalty. Backfield in motion penalty it is, and refused by San Francisco. So the ball remains on the 49er 37-yard line. Right off the right, Dooley flanking toward the left again. San Francisco into a six-man line. Landa fading to pass, way, way back he goes. Throws a long downfield pass, and it is caught, and the receiver's thrown out of bounds on the 18-yard line. This time catching that ball, it was Jimmy Dooley, who was down and out to the sidelines that time. And Joe Arenas, the halfback, threw him out of bounds on San Francisco's 17-yard line. Again, Dooley flanks just outside the offensive left end, Bill Whitkin. Landa taking the air again, fades the pass, looks for McCall way down the corner, and it is broken up, incomplete in the end zone. Breaking that one up was Hardy Brown and also Rex Berry. McCall slipped way wide this time, and Bland again is going to take to the air. Fades, throws a swing pass to Morris, and he's got on the 22, down to the 20, down the 15, down the 10, hit hard and thrown on the 10-yard of San Francisco. Short of a first down by maybe 3 yards. Handoff goes this time on a reverse play. Johnny Hoffman carries down almost for a first down to about the 8-yard line of San Francisco. That'll be very close to the first down. The tackler, big Charlie Powell, and also Joe Manley. And at the bottom of the pile, the safety man, Fred Bruni, came charging in there fast. Let's see if a first down has been made. That was a big play, third down, and it was 3 to go. Now the Chain Gang boys are coming on in to make the measurement. Looks to be a little bit short in here right now. If we can peer through the official's legs to see the lead pole, it is short by about a half a yard. So it's fourth down, and we'll call it 1 yard to go on the San Francisco 8-yard line. Three backs abreast in a close tee. Handoff, smash in there this time, and let's see if he made it or not. Carrying on that last play with the fullback, Johnny Duntley. Tried right at the center of the line, and boy, it is going to be close. Let's see the 49ers, Carapella Mahalik. Domelini have been able to hold him out in there. Boy, they're uncovering an awful squirming pile of football players who are trying to get loose in that pile. That was Duntley, the fullback, on a straightaway smash into the line. It's going to be mighty close. Again, the Chain Gang comes out of the field. Here's the measurement being made. Big George Connor, the captain of the Bears, looking it over. And it's first down for the Chicago Bears on the San Francisco 7-yard line, and they just made it by inches. The turn this time, the handoff, Morris, and it's right tackle, and down he goes. Hardy Brown came in there and felted him hard. Hardy Brown and Rex Berry, Curly Morrison trying to hurdle over his own right tackle spot, was really chilled on that last one. Man, oh man, he shook his head a little bit as he ran back toward that huddle. He's still on his feet. Out of a tight tee, here's the double fake. Van the back, shoots a pass in the end zone. It's caught for a touchdown, and grabbing it's Bill McCall, formerly of Stanford. Bill McCall for a touchdown with the Chicago Bears, and the score is now 14-6 in favor of San Francisco here in the first quarter. Just 25 seconds of playing time remaining in the first period. So George Bland on those little short passes here, and one especially long one caught by Jimmy Dooley has engineered the George Halas crew right straight down the field after San Francisco went into a 14-0 lead. Comes placed down, Bland of boots, and that one is through them, and the score is now the San Francisco 49ers 14, the Chicago Bears 7. And it's a wobbling kick off the side of the toe, bouncing down, taken by Macklin in the 3. He's back in the 5, the 10, running up the middle of the 15, puts on a burst of speed in the 20, hit with a helmet tackle in the 30, and brought down squarely on the 30-yard line. Gun sounding the end of the first quarter here at San Francisco's Kezar Stadium. And with the gun ending the first quarter of play, the score on the Burgermeister scoreboard, the San Francisco 49ers 14, the Chicago Bears 7. way down with short passes to get on the scoreboard. Y.A. Tittle at quarter now, flanks McElhinney toward the left. 49ers moving from our right to our left offensively. They're into a balanced line, but a flanking back to the left. Tittle is on, back to pass. Little protection throws downfield, and it's intercepted, bounced around. It's caught by Kent. He's on the 43 of San Francisco, the 40, the 35 down the far side. 30, and he's run out of bounds on the San Francisco 22 or 23-yard line. That ball bounded off the hands of Livingston and finally into the hands of Kent, who returned it all the way down the San Francisco 25-yard line is where they say he stepped out of bounds. So the Bears on that frantic pass that time with Wyatt Tittle being riced, had the ball bound around at the end, and Kent grabbed it on out of them. It's the end and spreads the back wide to the right. He fades the pass. He throws downfield, and it's completed. Taken right down on the field by Johnny Hoffman. He's knocked down on the 25-yard line after a 5-yard gain. Fading the pass. Throws a little swing pass. Caught out there by Billy Stone. He's on the 20. Comes to a stop. Cuts in over the 15 all the way down to about the 10-yard line before he's dropped. An official running up on the pile had his feet go out from under him in the soggy going, and he slipped down there at about the 11-yard line. It was Fred Bruni up there making the tackle on the play. Center was over the ball. The Bears go into a balanced line, but this time they're splitting McCall wide to the right. Land again turns, hands the ball off to the second man. Stone's coming wide around right end of the 15, down the 10. He's down to the 5. He's into the end zone. It's 14-13. Billy Stone scores on a reverse play from the tee around right end, and circling over this side of the field, and he went right into the end zone. He was not tackled, and it's now 14-13. 49ers leading in the early moments of this second quarter. It's the tying point, and it's now on the Burgermeister scoreboard, all tied up. The Chicago Bears 14, the San Francisco 49ers 14. Booting it off. It's a low bounding kick coming towards this side of the field. Bounces around the 10-yard line and rolls into the end zone. McElhinney has it bound on by him. Goes completely over the end zone. And it'll be 49ers ball on their own 20-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go. This was flanking wide to the right. The Bears are up now into a 7-man line with an umbrella form. Back into a 6-1-4 defense. Tittle pitches out. Perry's going around right end. St. Clair gives him a little block, but closing in on top of the pile to kneel him down is Dick Hensley, defensive left end. He moved up to about the 20-yard line, maybe the 21, and that'll be all. Now is the split end. Flanking back toward the left. Here's the handoff. Over the center goes Perry. Hurdles down to about the 25-yard line, getting about 4 yards. That was a faint pitch out to Hugh McElhinney. He was cutting over from right halfback. Handoff went to the fullbacks, bearing straight ahead down the center of the line. Went to about the 25-yard line. We'll call it third now, and it'll be 5 yards to go. Inside is Arenas. The rest of the line balanced up. Two backs in behind. Wyatt Tittle turns, pitches out quickly. McElhinney's around right in the 25 at the 30. He's at 35. He's all the way to the 40. He's struggling for additional yardage toward the sideline, and he's held standing up straight on the San Francisco 44-yard line at the far side of the field, and he was caught up with by the Chicago Bears' S.J. Whitman, their defensive left halfback. Anderson comes over from the right halfback to cover him. Tittle's fading back the pass, goes back down the middle of the pocket, throws, and the ball partially deflected. His arm was hit, and Tittle was knocked down on the play. As bearing through was Wayne Hansen, the middle guard of the Chicago Bears. His arm was bent just a little bit in there as he threw that ball. And then he left hand to Arenas over right tackle. He finds a little tiny hole, and that's all he's able to go. A little bit of yardage, about 2 yards, moving into the 46-yard line. It's a balanced line, kind of loosely spaced. Tittle's fading way back to pass, looking for that blocking, holds on the ball, runs to the right, throws a long moving pass downfield for Wilson, and it's intercepted. Taken by Whitman way back on his own 18. He's back in his bare 20 up the 25. Flips off a tackle on the 30, back to 35, towards the side of the field, up the middle of the 40, to the 45, to the bare 48, before he's dragged down by St. Clair. Flanking to the left, Bland under center, quarterback turns, hands on a trap, Morrison heads to the outside, and Nomalini grabs him and throws him on the 44. Leo Nomalini, who was laying in there just like a great big grizzly bear for that play to come at him. Morrison came through there and attempted trap, had to head for the outside, and boom, Nomalini came through there and grabbed hold of him. Ball splits off the right end by 3 yards, flanking the left, Dooley again, Bland fades to pass, backs all the way up to the bare 37, throws out there, and it's caught, taken by Dooley, thrown by Joe Arenas on San Francisco's 44-yard line. He's short of a first down by about 2, possibly 3 yards. For the Bears once more, as Blandes leads them up in all kinds of formations, hands the ball to the second man. Stone is over for a first down, the 40 to the 39. He's caught and held standing up and finally wrestled down. 10 from the 39, back to the 50. Throws a long one way, way downfield, and it's incomplete on the 2-yard line of San Francisco. Joe Arenas was struggling along there to get ahead of that ball. It was way overthrown, intended for Bill McCall, or Jim Dooley, rather. And it takes it under center and fades again to take to the air. Throws a screen out there, and it's caught by Hoffman. He's hit by Burke, and he's thrown for about a 3-yard loss on the 42 or 43-yard line. Back he throws, and it's caught and out of bounds on the 33-yard line. Again, it was Jimmy Dooley catching over there on the San Francisco 33 and driven out of bounds right at that point. That's where it's placed in. It's going to be short of a first down, but it'll be fourth and about 3 yards to go. Battle holding right on the 40. There it snapped. Placed down. There's the boot by Blanda. It looks pretty good. It's no good. It missed the upright. Off to this right-hand side, and the score remains on the Burgermeister scoreboard. The 49ers, 14. Chicago Bears, 14. Toward the left against this near sideline stripe. Y.A. turns, fires out. McElhinney grabs it on the 20-yard line, bounces around on his feet, still on his feet, struggling, and gets it to the 24-yard line, and the Bears overpower him at that point. Kent was in there. Sprinkle was in there. Fullback, Arenas, the left halfback. Tittle, way behind that center, turns, or Perry's down over the middle, struggling up to about the 29-yard line before he's nailed down by George Connor and by Dick Hensley. And around the outside, he's way back there, tackle, slips off, up with the 30 for first down, the 35, and out of bounds on San Francisco's 36. Arenas, who was nailed in there, definitely, so it would seem. And we'll get that would-be tackle of the Chicago Bears who couldn't hang on. It was S.J. Whitman, the defensive left halfback. Still have an eight-man lineup there. If you look at it that way, Tittle fires out. It's caught by McElhinney. Zigzags one way and then the other. Head down, bucks up to about the 39-yard line. There he was stopped by Dick Hensley and by S.J. Whitman again. Just gives it off the second man. Shabaram's over the center line, the 40, the 45, the 46. Before Shabaram on the quick opener is finally brought down by Hensley again. And also by Johnny Helwig, the middle guard of the Chicago Bears. He's way in close up into that eight-man line for the Bears. Tittle fakes, holds on way back, long time. Throws downfield with Soltan. He's found the 25-yard line of the Bears. Into his hands, tried to pull it into his chest, and it slithered right through and fell on the 20-yard line. The second and 10 fades to pass once more. A little better protection, finds a hole, runs right down the middle of the 45, the 50. Here comes Tittle to the Bear, 45. Circles one tackle, and he's dragged down the 42-yard line. Y.A. Tittle is time running right straight down the center, and there's a dog on the field. Then it was running a little interference for him. And now it's the backfield judge who is turning, picking up this little fuzzy dog and taking him off there as Tittle had a lot of company coming downfield to the Bear 41-yard line. 14-14 all-tied football game. Tittle again flanks Shabaram to the left. Hands off Perry. He's over right guard. He's throwing his feet to the 35-yard line. Shabaram goes over guard on a cross buck, and he scrambles down about the 32-yard line. And I believe that's going to be good enough for a first down. They may have to call it the chain gang to make a measurement. Pete Shabaram falling backwards right into that 30-yard line. Right tackle all the way down to the 25-yard line before he's finally nailed. A quick opening play to the right halfback, and a beautiful hole opened up by Bob St. Clair. Sent McElhinney to a first down on the Bear, 25-yard line. Right Tittle spreads Soltaw off that left end, barks out the signals, turns, fakes to Shabaram, goes on back. Pete gives him a block. He throws out the flat. McElhinney catches on the 20, cuts back on the inside, back on the 20 to the 15. Tackled on the 15, brought down to the 12-yard line of Chicago. And Tittle turns and fades the pass, goes back to the Bear 20, throws. McElhinney's got it on the 7. He's hit immediately on the 7-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. Flanks out, hits to McElhinney. McElhinney right straight down the middle of the 5. He goes into the end zone for a touchdown. Hugh McElhinney wigwagging, zigging his way right through there, goes in for a touchdown, and the 49ers lead 20-14. Stretch gets it, places it, booted by Soltaw. Good. The score now, the 49ers 21, and the Chicago Bears 14. By Soltaw, it's a bad one, bounces down the 20, rolls around, bounces off Connor, picked up by Anderson on the 10 of the Bears, he's back to 15, he misses one tackler, Wade wags his way to the 25 and brought down the 26-yard line. This is Blanda, throws a long one downfield, over the head this time of the big boy, Jimmy Dooley. The halfback wide the left, looks out the right, runs way back to his own 17, throws a tremendous long pass, way, way downfield, and Barry intercepts back on the 49 of 29. He's back to 25, the 30 up the middle of 35, for the outside, the 40, the 45, to the 15, to the Bear 47-yard line. He's finally held standing up as the Bear knocks the ball out of his hands. Rex Berry way back, intercepted on the 29-yard line. He brought that ball back a distance of about 24 yards altogether. Line about 15 yards into this near side of the field. Y.A. Tittle turns to fade the pass, goes way back. Now being rushed, he fires one out here. It's caught by Soltan. He runs out of bounds on about the 38-yard line of Chicago. Times this afternoon. Hugh McElhinney flanks on the inside. Tittle barking signals, turns. He's taken to the air again. He fades back. Good blocking by Perry. Throws a long one way downfield, and it is bounce around and incomplete to Hugh McElhinney as Whitman had his hands on it. McElhinney had his hands on it. And it looked as though Hugh was going to get it on the second bounce down in there for just a moment, but he couldn't hold on. Inside. Tittle again barks the signals, fades the pass. Being rushed way back, throws a screen this time, caught by Perry. He's running down the middle of the 40. On the outside with a stiff arm to the 35 of the Bears. One blocker has got a beautiful block by Soltar on the 25, the 20, the 15. He's down to the 13-yard line of Chicago. A beautiful block by Soltar on that play, but there's a handkerchief right in there where Soltar put on that block. Point of the foul. That block was laid on about the 23. That moves it all the way up now to about the 38-yard line. They're placing it on the 39-yard line of the Chicago Bears. On the play, Tittle fades the pass, throws downfield, and it's caught right off the turf this time by Soltar. Runs out of bounds on the Bear 33. But there's a handkerchief on the play. 10 yards to go from that 33-yard line. Tittle again takes the snap from Billy Johnson, fades way back. Sprinkle rushing, and Tittle ducks the ball. Fumble recovered by the Bears on the 42-yard line. As Sprinkle went in there high with that arm right around Tittle's head, almost tore his helmet off, and the ball was recovered as it was bounced out of Tittle's hands by Bill Bishop, the tackle. Landis back to pass, looking left. He throws downfield left, and it's caught by Dooley. Runs over. He's pushed out of bounds on about the 50-yard line, right in front of the 40-yard bench in the far side of the field. Fades the pass again, looks downfield, going to let loose a long one, lets it go all the way downfield. It's incomplete, and the pass was intended on the play for Johnny Hoffman. It's Hoffman, either a fullback or an end on that play, but he's up there on the end sometimes, and sometimes he's in the backfield running. So you have to keep an eye on him all the time. He's a big boy. Well, the clock stopped with about 4 seconds of play here in the first half. Ball's placed on San Francisco's 44-yard line. Offside against San Francisco has been called, and it'll now be down coming up. Goal by George Blanda. Tommy O'Connell holding it. Be booted from 51 yards away. It's placed. It's booted. There it goes. Way down, but it is way wide, too, and it's no good. So the ball goes over the San Francisco end zone completely out of it. Blanda's tried two field goals today, one a 40-yarder. This one would have been a 51-yarder had it been good. But the ball comes back to San Francisco on its own 20-yard line, and the clock has indicated that time has run out. So let's see if that gun sounded or misfired here in the damp weather. There's a possibility of that, too. But San Francisco is moving out its offensive team. There may be just a second or two left to play. The clock is stopped with about 1 second now. They moved it back with 1 second left to go here in this first half. 21-14, 49ers leading on the Berge scoreboard. San Francisco huddling back on its own 5-yard line. They'd driven in there pretty deep at one time, but a 15-yard offensive holding penalty had placed them back on the bare 39-yard line. And Tittle rushed by Sprinkle, dropped the ball, and his fumble was recovered by Bill Bishop of the Bears. San Francisco lines it up now on the 20-yard line. Wilson split in wide to the right. Arenas flanking on the inside. Tittle sets his line. Hands are still on his hips. Clock hasn't started as yet. Waiting for the snap from center. He'll have time for this play. That's definite. There he's got it. He's fading to pass. Tittle goes way back to his 10. He throws, and it's incomplete up on the 29 as the gun sounds. Bears are yelling about why Tittle intentionally grounding that ball. Tittle was knocked down by Sprinkle and also by Hansen on that play again. And so the first half of this game at Kezar Stadium in San Francisco has come to an end. And after 30 minutes of real offensive football this afternoon under very leaden skies here in the Bay Area, it's the San Francisco 49ers 21, the Chicago Bears 14 at halftime. With a score on the Burgermeister scoreboard at the end of three quarters, the San Francisco 49ers 21, the Chicago Bears 14. Gentlemen, it is all over. We get the final gun, and the 49ers, for the first time since joining the National Football League in 1915, have beaten the George Halas-coached Chicago Bears here at San Francisco's Kezar Stadium. They have beaten them before, twice in Chicago, but never here at Kezar Stadium. So today, they realize another ambition as they beat the Halas-coached Bears by a final score of 24-14. And the 49ers' seasonal record will now be 4 victories, 2 losses. The Los Angeles Rams defeated the Detroit Lions, giving the Lions their second loss of the year. Their final score was 37-24 today at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. So the Rams lead the Western Conference with 5 victories, 1 loss. The Detroit Lions and the 49ers are tied for second spot with 4 victories and 2 defeats. Now, if the 49ers can gear themselves up and take the L.A. Rams for the second time this year, remember they beat them in that excruciatingly thrill-packed game back on about October the 4th here in this same stadium, 31-30. Well, soon, it'll be a three-way tie again along about this time next Sunday afternoon. But that's a long way in the future, 7 days and about 2.5 hours of football to be exact.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.